Call the Doug and Joe Show.
Hello? Hello?
916-766-9370. The Doug and Joe Show on 93.7 The River.
All right, 766-9370. What makes Sacramento special? 766-9370. I saw this last night on Facebook. I'm going to go through some of the comments here, the people that this Facebook friend received. One person said, because you were there, meaning the person that posted it.
Well, that's nice.
Let's go through here. Some person said, leaving. That's what's special about Sacramento. Someone else said, the homeless people at the river. Someone else said, my family and friends live up there. Another woman said, I love the parks and rivers. One guy said, Old Sac. So, and I just saw this. I don't know this woman, but I thought it's a pretty good question. What makes Sacramento special? Good morning, Michael. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, bro.
It's Doc and Joe. It's you guys that make it special.
You're
way cool.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Hey, the Sacramento Kings, I don't think that's what makes it special, but when the Sacramento Kings were, when the Maloofs were trying to sell to Seattle, I think we witnessed the tight-knit community that Sacramento is by how hard everybody fought to keep the Kings. That was pretty cool to see, and that's what I think makes it special here.
And
that's a solid point.
They've never won a championship. Everyone wanted them here. They've always
sucked.
Had.
We really suck, but we stick by them.
You stick by them.
Let me ask you this though, Michael, and I don't know where else you've lived. Lots of other cities this size or smaller have NBA franchises. So we have a franchise, but you're saying the way that we rallied and the fact that we're tight knit—that's what makes us better than other NBA cities.
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
Standing behind your team when they don't, when they're not really like a championship type team, and you still want them to be here, and you still want to build an arena for them. That's a good. You make a good point, dude.
Thank you, Michael. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what makes Sacramento special to you?
Well, excuse the pun, but the river.
I love the river.
It's great.
Which of the three are you talking about? This one, the Sacramento, or the American?
Well, I grew up in Fair Oaks, and we used to hang by the American, and I still gravitate towards the American River. I was just down there salmon fishing the other day. I love it.
Yeah, we've got two rivers, the way they intersect down there, you know, at Discovery Park, I-5 driving over. It's cool. We've got all this
water. And the river runs through it.
Yeah, and we look at it.
Great movie.
We look at it now, we think it's kind of like, oh, it's water. I guess you could, you know, take your boat on it, you could fish in it. But back in the day, those were highways. That's how we traveled, and that's how we shipped products and took gold to San Francisco and brought it down from the... I mean, it's pretty historically cool when you think about it.
Very cool, dude.
So I appreciate it. Let's go to Carl. Carl, what makes Sacramento special to you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Very good, brother.
You know, I like the fact that, you know, I'm 32 years old. I'm pretty well traveled. Like, just this year alone, I've been to Tennessee, to Massachusetts. I like the fact that when I come home to Sacramento, if I want to go to the snow, it's an hour away. If I want to go to San Francisco, it's an hour and a half away. Like, everything that we want to do is very centrally located to where we are. And that's what makes Sacramento great, that, you know, this place, you know, annoys me when people say they hate California, they hate Sacramento. I love this place. I grew up, and I'm never going to leave it.
Yeah, I grew up an hour south of Modesto, but if, in fact, I'm lucky enough to die here, fantastic.
I agree.
I mean, honestly, I want to die here. It's home. It feels like home. And for the people that laugh at it, oh, well, you know what? If you like the Bay Area, why don't you live there? If you like skiing so much, why don't you move to Tahoe? Well, no. Why would you? Unless you're going to ski full time or you're going to, you know, do something in the Bay Area full time, you get all the best of both worlds. You get the weather.
That's right.
We don't have to deal with the earthquakes like you might in San Francisco. We don't have the fog. We don't have the traffic, the expense. And then if you want to go skiing, you think about it. There isn't a place in America that's more perfectly placed for all things. You get great weather. If it's too hot, you can move up a little east. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go a little further northeast, or you can move toward the bay.
Yeah, everybody I've talked to outside of Sacramento always wants to come to Tahoe to go ski. It's so weird. Like, I'm only an hour away from Tahoe. So, I mean, it's great in both worlds.
Where else can you go? Think about it. Think about this right now. Where else can you go to get this weather and snow?
And a beach. I don't know. I've never found another place like that, like this.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
all right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. You go up to Big Bear. You know, they have ski resorts in L.A. But, again, L.A., far thicker with congestion, cost of living. you get better weather year round.
How high are the mountains in LA? I mean, I guess, well, evidently they got to be high enough for snow.
Yeah, I mean, they're high enough to snow. It's not Tahoe.
Right.
You know, you're not getting Donner and all that.
But they're high enough.
Yeah, people can ski there. So, Dana, what makes Sacramento special to you? You were born here.
Yep, born and raised. There's a lot of stuff I love about Sacramento. I have a big, big pride in living here.
Dana does have a fondness for Sac City.
Yeah. For me, the cool thing is the food. I think we've really upped our game in terms of just awesome, amazing eateries, especially in downtown.
Do you think there's anything special, though, to Sacramento's cuisine? Or do you think all cities have upped their game when it comes to food? Because food's pretty popular now.
That's a good question.
I think that, I mean, it's not like getting Italian food in San Francisco, but there's some amazing eateries here. I mean, Magpie Cafe, Hawk Farm. I mean, it's just fantastic food. And I think the thing that is special about Sacramento restaurants is a lot of them are farm to fork.
Where we live
geographically. We have a lot of farms around us, and so that's a really, really cool aspect.
That's because it's cowtown, Dana. It's cowtown. It's all pasture.
Well,
it's all tomatoes and cow crap.
That's a good thing for me because I love cows, so that does not bother me.
I do, too.
But I would say that I love the parks that we have here. It's awesome that we're right by rivers. I mean, there's so many awesome things. I think the community is amazing, especially if you have ever lived downtown. It is so awesome. So I can never say too many great things about Sacramento.
It's all special to you.
Yeah.
It's home.
Yeah.
Would you ever see yourself leaving?
Kenny and I occasionally talk about moving to Oregon because I have a lot of family up there that I would like to.
Okay, we're done with this comedy. Yeah, Dana's done. Oh. Damn
wow.
You.
You're the only person I know doesn't like Oregon.
I have a lot of family in Oregon and I would like to spend a lot more time with them. So that's the thing about Oregon.
Okay,
for
but it's an hour and 15 minute plane ride or a 6.5 hour car drive.
Yeah, no, and my family, but I see them maybe once a year. I would like to spend way more time with them.
Well, then have them move down here. Don't go to Oregon. Oregon is sucks. You
it's
do
so
not need to go
pretty
past.
Up there and beautiful, though.
No, if you see a sign that says Arbuckle, next exit, you've gone too far. And
oh,
trust me,
goodness.
You could drive right off the face of the math into a fiery hell fire. You could just drive right. The earth is flat, and it ends after Arbuckle.
No, it does
even
not.
Even Arbuckle's too far north.
Oh, my goodness.
Do not go past Golden One. Don't do it. You're too far north if you do that.
Golden One.
Ridiculous.
We're already past Golden One.
Yeah. I cannot stand Oregon. It was miserable. People say it's pretty. It's great.
I think it looks beautiful there.
It's a swamp.
It is.
It's a swamp of a hellhole of a dreary, never does stop raining. Everyone's lazy. Everyone's grumpy and miserable. There's no vitamin D. It's just awful.
I will say that, I mean, because Oregon has great breweries too, but the other cool thing about Sac is all of our craft breweries and all of our wineries. That is so awesome that
we
get wine and beer from this region.
Oregon is the micro or craft brew capital, or at least it was for years and
no,
years.
No, I think it still is. Why?
Yeah, because people hate their lives. And they need to stay drunk. They need to stay waterlogged.
That's so ridiculous.
That's why. You're going to give us a real reason.
That's the real reason. They're miserable. They're lazy. And all they do is, if they're not smoking dope, all they're doing is pounding beer because they have to drown their sorrows and they're sad that they don't live here.
Oh,
that's why.
I don't think I buy that.
No.
Okay, I'll get to my list. I think Sacramento's special because of this. Simply, it's in California. I mean, right there, California. That's a big win. And I think this is what's cool. You want big city, you get a good taste of it, and it's getting bigger by the minute. That's what's scary, but it's the perfect blend of big city, small town.
I totally agree with that. That's what I love about it.
Say the same thing.
That's what it is. It's and again, look at the crime numbers. You are not going to hide from crime.
You can't. Mm-hmm.
Sacramento's pretty damn decent. You know, law enforcement. I mean, everyone's going to have trouble somewhere. Sacramento's safe. It's a good blend of big city, small town, and it's that vibe, I think, that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people know this. Another thing, we have some of the best local news in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a world-leading state, and it's a state capital, we're lucky to have a lot of good news. And I don't care which way you lean, don't look at your side being represented. Look at the people that are delivering the news.
What are you talking about? Like our locals? Our ABCs, NBCs, CBSs?
Well, that's
local
network.
News
no,
channels.
That's national. I'm talking about the KOVRs, and I'm talking about the News 10s and the KCRAs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm talking about all these guys. We've had legendary broadcasters, a bunch of them, go on to become big time network guys. We really do have a good local media.
Yeah.
And always have. So I think that's pretty cool. I think the people are good, but I think the quality of life here is easy. I think it's an easy existence.
I agree with that 100%. It's not too stressful. It's not too hard to do it. If you work hard and you have a job, you can make it work. I like that about it as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good blend of all things when you look at it. So someone asked it on Facebook, and I wanted to see what people thought, but it is special for a lot of different reasons. It's tough to put one thing on it.
It is.
It's really tough. So, and for those out there who hate it here, that all you say, leave. Just leave. Leave. Let the door hit you in the ass. Fall, trip, and roll out of town and get the hell out of here, because I'm telling you, it's a great place to live.
Move around a little bit. I've lived everywhere.
Yeah.
From East Coast to West Coast and the middle, and I haven't spent as much time on East Coast as I have Middle America and West Coast, but I fell in love, and you know this, the very first day I got here, I've never wanted to leave once I got here.
Yeah.
It fit me. This fits me perfectly.
It's a great place. Plus, you get the weather.
Yeah.
The weather is outside. I mean, look out the window right now. Yeah, we had a little rain last night.
That smelled so good this morning.
Look how much nicer it looks because we got a little rain.
Yeah. Cleaned everything up, you know? And after this last winter we had, they say this year's probably going to be a little bit drier.
Well, that couldn't be too bad then.
You could have low 60s. I mean, low 70s, high 60s at Thanksgiving. I don't know how many years, Christmas, we're opening up packages, it's 53 degrees outside and sunny.
No.
Where are you going to get that?
It's so weird, too.
It's perfect.
When you're not used to not having snow for Christmas, and then you move to a place where you see Christmas lights on houses, and there's not an inch of snow anywhere, that was really weird for a couple
years. If I woke up and saw snow on Christmas, I would throw up. I couldn't imagine
There's
that.
Something magical about it, though, because one year it snowed in Apple Hill when we went and got our Christmas tree. And it was so cool just seeing the snow on the trees and cutting down your tree and walking through the snow to do it. It was so beautiful. It really was.
It's remarkable.
But
to
that's
live
like
in
a once in a lifetime thing.
Christmas.
I don't have to deal with it ever again.
Yeah.
Drive to it. That's
yes,
the best
drive
way.
To it.
Yeah. No, like Joe, you know, Joe gets altitude sickness. I start to get it too right around Folsom. I start going up like El Dorado Hills. I start getting dizzy. No, it gets too cold, especially during the wintertime. Here's the police. It's the river.